and learning.
So when I was looking at the 501(c), we need like three things for the 501(c). The first, I talked to an accountant who does stuff for my wife. We need bylaws. So what I've been doing is I put together the bylaws, and I'd like to present these are being presented to the club, because that's the first step.
Yeah.
And then it's up to the club to determine, do we want to accept these bylaws, and that could be a standalone, that we accept these bylaws. Then this next step is, do we want to do the next steps moving forward? Regardless, to go forward, I needed to do bylaws, so that's what these are. We also have to basically incorporate or register ourselves as an official organization. As Dick checked also, PARA is not registered anywhere. So someone could come in right now and register the Phillipsburg Amateur Radio Association, and it's not ours. It's someone else's name, it's someone else's everything. Nittany Amateurs registered, Horseshoe, they're registered, but we're nowhere to be found anywhere. So that's the next step, and I think that's $275, I think. I looked it up this morning. I think it's a $275 fee.
Is that state or federal?
No, that one's not, I'm sorry. The 1023, I'm getting ahead of myself. So we have to register with the state. I'm not sure what that fee is, but there is a fee associated with it. And then if we want to become a 501(c)(3), we have to file a 1023E form, easy. And there's a $275 filing fee. So this all starts if we become an organization, we're gonna have to start charging dues, because there are fees that are associated with being a real organization. And that's the other thing that concerns me, is do we wanna charge that? I mean, and you're gonna get to that, but that's all part of the 501(c)(3) process, because you probably heard me say earlier, we have an EIN number that we have issued to the club, but no one knows who. Right now, the address for the club is Bob's address, except for the bank, and then it's my address. So I think if we're going to become a registered club, we probably need a PO box, which is 70, in Phillipsburg, it's $70 a year for a PO box. So there are just fees, there are fees that we associated for maintaining club presence. And then we talked about other things I was going to reach out to Greg, because one of the things we talked about is, among the officers, is what in my mind, if we're going to start charging dues, it needs to provide a benefit to the membership, as opposed to just start charging dues. So we started putting together a list of what the dues would be charged to. So like, for example, the PO box is $70 a year. We have a website. Right now, Cody's donating the website. But if for some reason Cody moves, we need to start picking up that website cost. So there's a yearly website cost that, and Cody can continue donating that website, but somewhere in our records, we need to say that website is costing us $110 a year. And that's what my wife has a WordPress website, which we have, and that's $110 a year. We have to register W3PHB. That's $12 to $15 a year, depending upon if it's an ORG or whatever. So right now, all that's being donated to the club. Bob said batteries, and I was gonna talk to Greg, because what we talked about is if something happens to our repeater, because that's really the biggest thing that the club is providing to the users, are the repeaters.
Yeah.
So if we had to put up, if we had to replace antennas and stuff, yes, some of that's covered by insurance, but is all of it?
Not the antennas. They won't insure the antennas.
Okay.
So we're self-insuring whether we realize it or not. And
yeah.
Cody, I think, told me that'd be roughly $2,500 if we had to replace
car climbing fees, yeah.
To the climbing fees plus the antenna plus the feed line, it's probably minimum $2,500 to replace.
Yeah, and you heard we have $1,400. So that's one of the reasons we were starting playing dues, because we talked about having a rainy day fund. If something happens to the equipment or the antennas, if we want to continue as a club, which right now our identity is kind of the repeaters, we need to get the repeaters back up.